When President Trump was elected 4 years ago, a number of local women were inspired to run for office as Democrats. Kimberly Roberts, a first-generation immigrant from Jamaica, was one of them, attending campaign school on the day Trump was sworn in. 4 years later, WNYC's Bridget Bergen caught up with Roberts and a couple of other politically active black women as a new administration steps into power.
She first got training to run for office, volunteered for a couple of local campaigns. Now, Kimberly Roberts is working in philanthropy, focused on
the connection between all that's happening and the need for deep investments in Black-led movement organizing, civic engagement, voting, and why it's important.
Meaning the same issues that prompted her to get involved in 2017 remain as present for her now as they were then, made more urgent by the pandemic, the death of George Floyd, and her fear that these 4 years were just a preview of something worse.
I have a lot of anxiety and apprehension around whether or not we've learned enough in the last 4 years.
While her feelings about the incoming administration are mixed, she's inspired to see the first woman of color as vice president.
Right, like having Kamala there is amazing.
She says what happened on January 6th was a backlash to the progress that's been made in this country. And the fact that it happened on the same day that Democrats won control of the Senate, thanks largely to the work of Stacey Abrams, another black woman, was no accident.
And the thing that pisses me off the most is that we constantly bear that burden and do that work because we know no one else is going to do it. And that if we allow our democracy to crumble and slip into God knows what, we are the first to go. We are the sacrificial lambs. So we do this for ourselves because we know that we don't have any other choice.
That's a sentiment that Afia Adamensa knows well. She's head of Community Voices Heard, a social justice organization. She's worked since 2016 to understand the issues that matter most to Black women voters across New York State and to help them organize.
I am both in awe of work done in Georgia and Arizona and other places, but also similarly at times gobsmacked and annoyed that folks think that in the state of New York, similar work doesn't need to happen.
Since the fall of 2019, CVH has surveyed nearly 4,000 Black women across New York State about the issues that matter most to them. The effort is part organizing and part data gathering. Issues like health care, affordable housing, criminal justice, and family care top the list. Adamensa says she makes the effort to link those concerns to the act of voting.
I'm talking to folks who are voting with the clarity that a vote, you know, contrary to the rhetoric, it's not going to change your whole life. It's a starting place, right? It is a starting place that requires us to talk larger about, and the work continues.
For Monique Hardial, part of the work is deciding how to make the most difference and whether she wants to run for office again.
I don't know. I've been asked, but I'm not quite sure.
She went to campaign training school 4 years ago with Kimberly Roberts. She lost a bid for a seat on the Nassau County Legislature in 2019 to an incumbent who took a plea deal in a domestic violence case. She says the bar for women of color to achieve elected office still feels too high.
It's just the same questions that we face. Why are you qualified? What makes you qualified? It's not good enough that you're an attorney.
Hardial says seeing someone who looks like her in the office of vice president does give her comfort. And maybe another jolt of inspiration. Like Harris, her parents are first-generation immigrants. Her mother is Dominican. Her father is Jamaican.
My great-grandparents were from India and Pakistan, and they migrated to Jamaica. So, yeah, it is an incredible feeling. It's indescribable.
And it might just be enough to prompt her to run again, with another primary set for this June. Bridget Bergen, WNYC News.